Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us once again, visited with her a little over a year ago, I believe, Megan Riaz, who is the community relations and marketing person for Bethesda Health Clinic in downtown Tyler. Good morning, Megan. Great again to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show again.
Sure thing. Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus, and In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Megan, since last we visited, a lot of changes for the better, I understand, at Bethesda Health Clinic. We'll get into all that in just a few more minutes, but first of all, you've been with Bethesda how long now?
I've been with Bethesda for about 18 months.
18 mm-hmm. months, and you came in as the community relations and marketing person and pretty
yes.
much got right to work. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's lots to do.
You were kind of the new kid on the block at that point, I believe. Tell us a little bit about Bethesda. We like to talk about the history of it. It's been going, I think, about your history dates back maybe 20 years or so. And if you can kind of go over that in brief and tell us basically what Bethesda is all about.
Sure. So Bethesda is a community-supported medical and dental clinic. We're located downtown by First Baptist Church. We're a nonprofit organization, and we are also a faith-based organization. And we have officially celebrated 16 years of providing care for patients in East Texas. And we were started just from a few people, a few doctors, and a few people from First Baptist Church, which is our neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And they realized there was a huge need for those in our community who are working and really trying to get ahead but couldn't afford health insurance. And they made too much to receive any kind of government funded health care, but they were also, you know, not fortunate enough to be provided health care. So they're really falling through the gap. And some people came together and got some churches on board. And our CEO, Dr. English, and his wife, who's also a physician, have really been involved since the very beginning. And they came on board. And it started out as a more volunteer effort with a part-time clinic, you know, just seeing patients as needed. And it has really just grown and expanded to a full-time clinic. We're open 5 days a week, sometimes six. And, you know, we've gone from doing just medical to medical and dental and other services. So it's just really cool to look back and see how far the clinic has come over the years.
Mm-hmm. I said 20 years because I believe the idea for Bethesda was
yes.
actually born in 1999.
Yeah, it was maybe a few years in the works before
yeah.
they could get it off the ground.
Yeah. And you mentioned John English, your CEO, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Correct? Okay. And he's the only one you've had, right? He's been there the whole time.
So his wife was actually the first medical director.
Oh, okay.
So whenever her kids were young, he was actually working at Mother Francis at the time as a provider, and then she was the medical director, and then they kind of switched places, and so he became the CEO, and he's been there ever since, and he's just a great person to lead the clinic. So
So it's been all English all the time, no matter
That's
how
correct.
You Okay. Now, you're according to your website, which, by the way, is BethesdaClinic.org, you're a Christ-centered ministry with a bold mission of providing health care to hardworking, low-income adults who are uninsured or underinsured. Uninsured and underinsured are the key words there.
Mm-hmm.
Before Bethesda, I understand that people in need had to go to a local hospital's emergency room for medical care, and you have not completely, unfortunately, eliminated that. It's an ongoing battle, but you've done so much to alleviate the problem that people were facing back then. You do it in, I guess, basically three or four different ways. First of those being primary medical care. Let's go ahead and just kind of run down quickly what comes under the auspices of primary medical care.
So primary care, sir, our goal is to be the primary care clinic. If someone goes to the emergency room and they have a problem that has been escalating, obviously the ERs, both of them, refer to us. And we get them in, and we really develop a plan for our patients. We want to see them ongoing. We want to treat any chronic conditions that they have, which is also under primary care. So we have a chronic disease program where we treat diabetes and hypertension and those kinds of issues. And then we also have a mental health program, but that's really under primary care now also. We don't do a lot of specialty care, so we do have partnerships with other physicians and health mm-hmm. systems in Tyler to provide that to our patients. But really, we're just general primary care. We do provide x-rays and some other services from the clinic, but mostly just this is the place where we're going to treat you for many years.
Okay. And again, that address, 409 West Ferguson Street, right next to First Baptist Church. And you just, again, you came out of First Baptist Church in downtown Tyler.
Yes, it's kind of funny because First Baptist actually owns the building that we're in, and they lease it to us, and we pay $1 a year. So...
A heck of a deal. Anyway,
we're very fortunate to be where we're at.
Okay. Phone number is 903-596-8353. And your hours Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5 and then Friday from 8 to 1. So you're open 5 days a week with a shorter schedule on Friday. And again, that website is BethesdaClinic.org. And if you go there, you'll see that you have social media access. Facebook and Instagram are the two that we're talking about there. Megan Riaz, Bethesda Health Clinic, Community Relations and Marketing, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. We've just gone over primary medical care. And we're going to come back to this because there's been some expansion in all areas for you, but let's again just stay with the basics for now. Specialty medical care, how is that different from primary medical care?
Well, we have a lot of retired physicians and actually physicians that are still working with specialty care, and they come volunteer at Bethesda Clinic, so we're able to offer some specialty services to our patients. Some of those include podiatry. We have chiropractors that actually volunteer every other week to provide those services to our patients. We have orthopedic care and just other things that our patients may need to assist with their ongoing health.
Okay, and dental care, that's also a biggie for you and also one that's grown.
Yes, so dental, about 5 years ago, we actually expanded and we added on our administrative offices to the front of the building, and that allowed our previous administrative hall to become the dental hall, basically. And so dental just continues to grow. There's a huge need in our community for dental. There's really no other place in East Texas that does dental care like we do. So if someone is in excruciating pain and they need an extraction or a root canal or something like that, they can come to Bethesda. We have two full-time dentists now and a part-time dentist and then a whole dental team. And the way it works for dental is that we charge 30% of what they would pay at a regular dental clinic.
Okay, that answers part of a question I was going to ask further on down the line. Basically, you're talking about, for all of your services, reduced costs. Are there any free services that you offer as well?
Occasionally, we will do free services, but it's for a specific group of people. If you're in a rehabilitation program, for example, if you're at Highway 80 or if you're in the Salvation Army rehab program, we will see those patients at zero cost because they're not working, so they don't have income, but they're doing something to better themselves. But typically, you do pay some sort of copay or fee, yes.
Okay, that's important to know, and we'll go into that a little further from a kind of a different angle later in the show when we talk about exactly who qualifies and some of the steps you have to go through to be serviced at, or to be served, I guess is a better way of putting it, at Bethesda Health Clinic. Now, health and wellness education, that's also an important part of what you do.
It is. So that fits in within our chronic disease program. About 30% of our patients are either diabetic or pre-diabetic. And so, you know, the result of that is just they haven't been eating healthy. They haven't taken care of themselves. So a lot of times their health has been really at the bottom of their list. And so now they have these problems. And we set them up with a nutrition and wellness specialist. And we're able to help them, you know, come up with a diet. We refer them to the food bank for cooking classes, shopping lists. We really try to find a way to make changes to their health so they can actually, you know, hopefully get off their medication and really, you know, fix the problem. So that's part of the chronic disease program, and we're really happy to do that. And we're also able, as part of that program, to get them access to insulin. We have a medication assistance program that's part of the chronic disease program where we give insulin to our patients for free. And we do about $2 million a year in free medication, which is a huge benefit to our patients.
No doubt. Now, let's talk just a bit here about the people that you serve. It's all done on a case-by-case basis, obviously. But people who are uninsured or underinsured, of course, a lot of them don't know where to go, how to deal with that problem, and that's why Bethesda is there. But there are certain things they have to know or that it's real, real helpful for them to know when they walk in that door. So whom exactly do you serve, and can you kind of give us a thumbnail about some of the steps people have to go through to be taken care of at Bethesda?
Sure. So we see patients that are 18 to 64 that are uninsured or underinsured. So what that means is they do not have health insurance, or they have health insurance, but their deductible is so high, it's pretty much like they still can't afford the health insurance.
Uh-huh.
For example, if they have a $5,000 deductible, that's really hard for that person to go to the doctor because they're basically going to be paying a cash price. So we see adults only. We don't see kids. We have St. Paul's and Tyler that does a great job of doing that.
Yeah, very good agency that we've also had on the air a number of times.
Yeah, so we partner with them, but we're just primarily for adults, working adults. And when they come into the clinic, that we have two copays. We've actually revamped our copay structure. So you either pay $20 or $30. And that's in the medical area. Like I said, for dental, you pay a percentage of what your procedure would cost. But there's a sliding scale. And so in order to become a patient, you know, you would come in during our admission hours. You would bring your 2018 tax returns and a recent check stub and an ID. And then our admission volunteers will look at how many people in your family, how much money you're bringing in, and then they would basically say, okay, based on this information, you're either going to pay $20 or $30.
Okay. And if you go to the website, www.bethesdaclinic.org, you can get all of that in more detail, and we'll give out some contact information once again here. Bethesda Health Clinic in downtown Tyler at 409 West Ferguson Street, basically on or adjacent to the grounds of First Baptist Church, I suppose, depending on how you look at it. It's not hard to find either way. Phone number is 903-596-8353. Hours Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And today we're talking to Megan Riaz with Bethesda Health Clinic. Megan handles community relations and marketing. I'm John Sims, and this is In Focus. A number of other topics we want to cover today as we move through the show. Now, you have some new programs, and basically we've covered all of these, but now we're going to be talking about expansion and dental, mental health, doctors, and quick turnaround for appointments. Let's kind of get a rundown of what you've done to grow and meet the growing needs of your clientele over maybe the past year and a half.
Yes, so we've been really busy expanding and growing, and we've been able to hire another full-time physician on our medical team, another primary care doctor. His name is Dr. Cantu, and we have also hired another full-time dentist, Dr. Joni, and then we have another part-time dentist that just started with us a few months ago, Dr. Ross. So based on the need of the community, we've had to expand. And so that's really great for our patients. They're able to get in and be seen on a faster turnaround time. For medical, that looks like about a 24-hour turnaround time or shorter.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. In dental, it's still a little bit longer, but we're really working on getting patients in as fast as we can in dental. And if we're not able to see them right away, if they are in a lot of pain, we can get them on an antibiotic and really try to fit them in the schedule as soon as possible.
Okay. So basically expanding dental, as we said, dental, mental health, increase in physicians, quick turnaround time for appointments. From just to kind of summarize, you have grown your staff and you have improved your services. Patients aren't having to wait as long, and that's important because, as I mentioned at the outset of this piece of the conversation, the need continues to grow in Tyler and Smith County for all agencies who do work that's in any way related to the kind of work you're doing.
And I do want to talk about mental health a little bit, because that's kind of like a buzzword that we hear a lot lately. And what are we doing to address the ongoing issue of mental health? And that's something that we started about a year ago. So Dr. English, he went to medical school at UT Southwestern in Dallas.
Uh-huh.
And we have partnered with them to offer a program called Vital Signs 6. And what that means is all of our patients, when they come in, they're screened for anxiety and depression. We track everything. If they screen positive, which about 20% of our patients do screen positive, which is actually higher than the national average, we're able to get them on medication and also connect them with a counselor. So about 2 months ago, we partnered with Samaritan Counseling here in Tyler, and we actually employ one of their counselors to come to Bethesda one day per week to be on staff to offer those counseling services to our patients. So that's kind of something that we continue to expand, and it may grow in the future as the need grows. But it's definitely something that we want to be able to address. You know, a lot of our working low-income patients, you know, they're the highest risk for depression. You know, they're going through a lot in their families, and they need someone to talk to. They need to be able to go to work and be happy and live a productive life. So we're happy to be able to treat that.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you brought mental health up because it's so important, and there's this ongoing stigma about mental health.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, there is a growing movement, and it's very visible here in East Texas, to reduce or eliminate the stigma and make people more aware of mental health issues from a serious-minded standpoint. We did a show recently with the Smith County Behavioral Health Leadership Team, Doug and Mo McSwain, and they just kind of ran down the gamut of some of the issues that we face with mental health just right here in Smith County and the surrounding areas as well, East Texas in general. So definitely glad that you brought that up, and good to know that Bethesda is involved with that piece of just the wellness of each individual patient overall. How to partner? Churches, what are some of the ways churches can partner with you?
So churches can partner with us in many ways. They can volunteer. So if they have anyone in their congregation that would like to be a part of Bethesda's mission, all of our admission volunteers are volunteers. So everyone that screens our patients and tells them what their copay is going to be, it's totally volunteer driven. And that's really where the ministry happens at Bethesda. These are the people that are praying with our patients, talking to them about any other concerns they have in their life, whether it's food or, you know, housing or what are their other needs. We also do Saturday clinics, and we're so grateful to have this. We have Green Acres, Bethel, and Grace that currently partner with us. And what that looks like is they actually come in and they staff a clinic on Saturday. They bring their own doctors, nurses, dentists, receptionists, and they run the whole clinic for us. We obviously schedule the patients, and then they just kind of take it over, which has been a huge blessing to us because a lot of people don't honestly have the time to come Monday through Friday.
Yeah. Okay, talking about that, and we are talking with Megan Riaz, Bethesda Health Clinic, Community Relations and Marketing. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. Your basic hours, of course, are Monday through Friday. About how often are you going to see a Saturday clinic, and how does the word get out about one of those?
We do Saturday clinics about 6 times a year.
Okay.
And our medical receptionists work with patients who have identified a need to come outside of that Monday through Friday time slot, mm-hmm. and they just go ahead and schedule them.
Right.
But we could always do more, and we'd love to do more if we have, you know, the people that are available to staff it.
Okay. Businesses can and do partner with you as well. Let's talk about that.
Yes, so we have some great business partners. You know, we've been so blessed in Tyler to have a lot of people that support the clinic, not just financially, but also through providing an outlet to get the word out. And that's kind of what we've done with businesses. So if you're a small business and you want to provide something for your employees, but you can't afford to provide health insurance, we will work with you to see about getting your employees seen at Bethesda if they qualify. We currently work with Chick-fil-A, and we work with John Soul's Foods to provide this. And, you know, if you have 10 to 20 or even more employees, we could even come to your location to screen those employees so they don't have to all come to the clinic. But we really want to be an asset to these local businesses. And in turn, a lot of monthly businesses do support us monthly with a financial gift. And it really helps us with our budgeting to have those monthly gifts that we can depend on.
Okay, you just said one of the magic words, gift. And we're going to talk about giving, and we have a special day coming up later in the fall, and also volunteers. But right now, we want to move to a couple of other facilities, the ones that aren't located at 409 West Ferguson Street, and those are known as Hangers of Hope. Now, I remember John English came on the show with me a few years ago, right about the time Hangers of Hope was getting started. At that time, it was just getting ready to open up in the French Quarter. Old English Village on Broadway at Amherst. And that facility is now closed, but you have two others, one, I believe, on the West-Southwest Loop and one on Troop Highway mm-hmm. near Super One. Let's talk about Hangers of Hope and how it's what it does, how people can get involved, and how it's evolved in the years that it's been open.
Sure. So about 5 years ago, or actually probably more, they realized that we need some kind of plan to sustain the mission of Bethesda. You know, we can't continually go out and fundraise and really depend on the community to keep us open. Like, we have to do something else. And so that's where Hangers of Hope has been a major help and keep helping us do more, hire more doctors and keep the doors open. And so those thrift stores, like you said, there's two locations. They directly fund our mission at Bethesda. They're part of the Bethesda, you know, organization, and you can donate to Hangers. Obviously, you can go shop at Hangers. The one on the Loop is considered more of a superstore. It's a pretty big facility. And then the one on Troop Highway is a smaller store that we opened about 13, 14 months ago, and it's doing really well. So these stores actually fund about a third of our budget. So it's been a huge blessing to Bethesda Clinic. There's also volunteer opportunities for big groups or students to come help out. That's kind of like where they would do it at Hangers. So support us by supporting Hangers.
Okay, just to kind of fill in maybe a few of the blanks here, if there are any, and there aren't that many because you covered that quite well. Two locations, the Superstore and Donation Center, that's on West Southwest Loop 323. I can't remember the exact...
Right by Chuck E. Cheese.
Right by Chuck E. Cheese. You couldn't find a better landmark than that, could you? And the other one is known as the Highland Village Store and Donation Center. That's the one on Troop Highway, and that would be the smaller of the two, correct? But basically, it's, and according to your website, it's a premier thrift store experience. So you can go there and shop, and I'm sure you accept donations.
Oh, yes.
You mentioned that it's great for your community because it basically creates jobs. Hangers of Hope has created about 30 new jobs in Tyler. Your employees, college kids gaining valuable work experiences, single moms trying to support families, former part-time workers. So sounds like kind of a win-win situation all around. And you partner with Tyler ISD and the Texas Workforce Commission as well to provide job skills for individuals with barriers to work.
Yeah, so it's really cool because... You know, Bethesda is doing great things, but we're also doing really cool things through Hangers. We can get people who may have struggled with keeping jobs or need some soft job skills, and we bring them in and train them and teach them how to work in a retail environment in the Hangers of Hope stores, and that's been really successful. And it really, if you haven't been to Hangers, I encourage you to go. It's really organized. It's clean. There's some really great merchandise.
Uh-huh.
In fact, we recently opened a boutique section in the Loop store. And so it's our high-end donations are located there. You can find a lot of really nice things. A lot of the things still have tags on them.
Uh-huh.
So it's a great place. I shop there a lot. So.
Good for you. And by the way, I also noticed that Hangers of Hope has its own website, and it's easy to remember, hangersofhope.com.
Mm-hmm.
I'll repeat that, hangersofhope.com, because we're kind of late in the game mentioning on the air that they do have their own website. As far as Bethesda Clinic is concerned, the website is bethesdaclinic.org, address 409 West Ferguson Street, hours Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5, Friday, 8 to 1, and about six times a year you do Saturday clinics. Phone number is 903-596-8353. Now for the volunteer and giving piece. How can people volunteer with Bethesda Health Clinic? What are some of the different services you're looking for?
Well, we always need medical volunteers of all different abilities. So if you've been a nurse, if you're a nurse, LVN, medical assistant, if you're bilingual, we always need bilingual volunteers, even just to translate. That's a huge need at the clinic. We need doctors, specialty doctors, dentists, really anyone in the medical profession can volunteer either on a temporary basis or they can get a regular schedule. We also need people that can work the front desk. We need people to do admissions. We also have a Barnabas program where if you're a chaplain or you're comfortable with that line of work, you can come help pray with our patients and talk to them about some of their concerns. And that's a great benefit to them as well. So we always need volunteers. Bethesda is really volunteer driven. Without volunteers, we would not be able to operate.
Right.
We actually save about $400,000 each year by utilizing medical volunteers. And so it's a huge need that we have.
Mm-hmm. If you want to volunteer, or if you're interested in finding out if you have some of the skills and gifts that it takes to be a successful volunteer at Bethesda, just basically pick up the phone, or is there another way to make contact, or some individual person that you should be trying to contact?
The best way is to go online to our website and actually go ahead and fill out the online volunteer application.
Okay.
That's directed to our volunteer coordinator, and then she responds to all of those applications.
Very good. And now giving. We've talked a little bit about giving because we discussed it under Hangers of Hope, but of course you can donate online at bethesdaclinic.org. And you will always accept financial donations, of course, clothing donations, and donations of other goods that are sold at Hangers of Hope. But I know that one of the things you really wanted to talk about today was something called Giving Tuesday. And that is December 3rd, I believe, and it kicks off what you call the giving season. Tell us about Giving Tuesday and why people should direct their gifts to Bethesda.
So Giving Tuesday is a social media movement to start the giving season, like you said. We have Thanksgiving, and then we have Black Friday, and then we have Cyber Monday, and then that following Tuesday, so it's December 3rd, is Giving Tuesday. And it really just encourages people to do something to give back. If you can give financially, obviously, we would love to have your support at Bethesda. I'm sure there's someone that you know. Everyone knows someone who's been helped by Bethesda.
Mm-hmm.
And so
I do.
Yeah, I mean, everyone does, and it's really cool to see our impact in the community. So with Giving Tuesday, you can give online on our website. You can give on Facebook. There's no fees associated with your gift, so all of the money will go to our mission. We've also partnered with Slim Chickens here in Tyler, and they're going to give 30% back of the proceeds of that day if you mention Bethesda Clinic on Giving Tuesday. So that's both of the Slim Chickens locations. They have one on South Broadway, and then they have one on Troop Highway. They're kind of our neighbors over there by Hangers of Hope.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, go eat lunch at Slim's and mention Bethesda, and you can also help that way.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have to wait till Giving Tuesday. You can give any time, and
correct,
you can write a check. You can donate online. I'm sure there's a tab online to,
yes,
to donate, as there is for practically everybody nowadays who needs donations. BethesdaClinic.org is the website. Mention briefly the Hangers of Hope website as well while it's on my mind. Hangersofhope.com is the website for that. Phone number for the main facility downtown Tyler is 903-596-8353, 409 West Ferguson Street. If you know where First Baptist is, you know where Bethesda is. And your hours, Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5, Friday, 8 to 1, and then special Saturday clinics about six times a year. Getting down close to the end of the show, we've talked about growth and about how you've had to expand and how it's served you well and just upgrade your services over maybe the past year or 18 months. What are we looking at down the road? Are we going to see more of this, maybe a clinic expansion, maybe bringing even more people in, or just is that just kind of something you're working on and don't really have any answer for at the moment?
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, because expansion is part of our strategic plan, and we're looking at how we can grow. And you know, we do have a satellite clinic in Lindell, which I would like to mention.
Okay, I'm glad you did, yeah.
And so we're trying that out. We've actually been doing that for several years, but we'd love to be able to have that clinic open more to meet the needs of Van and Mineola and surrounding towns outside of Lindell. But that clinic is located at the First Methodist Church, United Methodist Church, right by the food pantry. And that is open every other Monday. You can look on our Facebook page or email us to find out the exact dates. But that's kind of our goal, to be able to reach more people, to provide our services. And we are looking at a possible building expansion in the future to add more square footage.
Mm-hmm. I think you had kind of a renovation and expansion a few years ago. It seems like there was a kind of a big reception for that.
That was part of the dental expansion.
Right, yeah.
But there's still a need, and our patients continue to grow. I mean, this past year we had 19,000 patient visits.
Mm.
And so we are expanding, looking at expanding the clinic in the future.
Yes, again, the needs continue to grow, and fortunately you've had a lot of community support over the years. I know that.
Oh,
and you
absolutely
can always use more, which is why
absolutely
we're talking about volunteers and giving and Giving Tuesday. Again, that's December 3rd, social media-driven campaign. So certainly keep that in mind as well. About to wrap up the show, and we'll just kind of summarize here. I've been talking to Megan Riaz with Community Relations and Marketing for Bethesda Health Clinic in downtown Tyler, along with the facility in Lindale and the Hangers of Hope locations. So you've cast your net quite wide, it would seem. 409 West Ferguson Street is where the main office is located, main facility. BethesdaClinic.org, the website, phone number 903-596-8353, and your hours Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5, Friday, 8 to 1. And keep your ears open for special clinics that might crop up on Saturdays about six times a year. Megan Riaz with Bethesda Health Clinic, it's been a pleasure. Very informative. Thanks for coming, spreading the good news about Bethesda Health Clinic in Tyler.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. I appreciate it.
You bet. Again, Megan Riaz with Bethesda Health Clinic, our guest this morning on In Focus. Always great to have you back. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again next week on In Focus.